Totally Acoustic, a home for Anne and Cliff and music. Not plugged in, mic'd up, nor now, that's what it's totally about and why it's called Totally Acoustic.
Beautiful. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. That's not right, is it? Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. It's still not right, is it? Is it the Beatles' fault, do you think, or mine? Sounding great in my head. I was having a silent discussion about this when I played it. Good, let's do that. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. It's All My Loving by the Beatles. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. All my loving, darling, I'll be true. Hold my hand and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. Maybe who in it? All my loving, darling, I'll be true. Oh my loving, oh my loving, ooh, oh my loving, I will send to you.
Thank you.
Woo! Well, that sounded fucking amazing. When I was working from home on Wednesday, that was brilliant. My neighbours must have bloody loved that. This song is a part of a science fiction rock opera. Called Dinosaur Planet, and this is the point at which space dinosaurs have returned from space, and I've landed on Norwich, and this is what happens after that. The space dinosaurs versus giant robots rock opera you've been waiting for, according to news outlets. The dinosaurs march down the A47, the quickest route straight through the fen. They stamped on Swaffham and stamped on Swaffham, killed Kingston, went white on Sutton, wiped out Wiz Beach, and then saw that the army had chosen Peterborough as the place that were able to stand by and resist. It's got exit van and bustings, ample parking and an ice rink, but if it gets destroyed, it won't be missed. The scene was set for the Battle of Peterborough. The first time man and dinosaur would meet in war. But when fighting Tyrannosaurus nuclear, Stegosaurus with bazookas, the best we could have hoped for was a draw. Down Borge Boulevard they marched to battle. The first skirmishes took place next to Queen's Gate. Missiles flew and not much later it was nothing but a crater. £1 million of improvements had been made. The army then retreated back to stand ground while velociraptors wrecked the outdoor pool. Triceratops from down the market turned the park into a toilet. Then Fairy Meadows fell to sore on rule. Things weren't going well in the Battle of Peterborough as Brett and Fletton, March and Yaxley were smashed down. Market Deeping was demolished. Orson Longville was abolished. And they marched on to the east of England's showground. The army made their last stand in the car parks, where they stood heroic, glorious and strong. But the overwhelming forces of the armoured Allosauruses meant the battle for Peterborough did not last long. And for the first time in about 30 years, Peterborough managed to get on the news. The newsreader looked sad and said, a lot of people are now dead, but on the bright side, Cambridgeshire's been improved. And it's awful that we've lost a nice cathedral. And on the East Coast Main Line there may be delays. But apart from all of that, it isn't all that bad. Hey, maybe they'll march on to Milton Keynes. And so ended the Battle of Peterborough. As a nation tried to look as if it cares. But the blackened smoky hole and the terrible death toll was the first exciting thing to ever happen there. So, good. So, for our final act this evening is truly a living legend who walks among us. He doesn't. So that's good. So I'd like to please welcome to the stage the man, the legend, the being, Mr. Peter Buckley Hill.
Thank you. Yes. First of all, he's absolutely right. Yes, I do. Eventually, I shall no longer be able to. But until such time happens, I shall do it as much as I humanly can.
Yay,
and then
woo!
That will work. Because this is the way it goes. I have been dragged out of retirement to do this gig. And after I have ceased to do it, I shall go back to my lifestyle of pipe and slippers. Smoking crack and spanking rent boys, I think. A reasonable way of doing it. You contemplate these things as you go along. I mean, eventually one gets closer to death, and I'd like to say I do not fear death. What I fear is what comes after death. For I know that after my death, someone I love is going to go through the contents of my computer. It's as much to dread as you can possibly expect. Anyway, I didn't come here to do that shite. What sort of shite did I come here to do? I came here to do all sorts of shite. We might as well start off with the opening number style shite, mightn't we? Might we?
Yes.
We could start with a closing number, but that would be stupid. So, one of these days I'm going to do that. And then I'll do the middle number second. This may not confuse you, because you don't know what all it's coming in the first place, but I do. So there we are. The first and the opening number goes... Oh. I dumped my girlfriend Lorraine, because she was always borrowing my glasses. Why couldn't she get a pair of her own? I've got into fewer things, now I'm alone. I can see clearly now, Lorraine has gone. Oh, that's an opening number. Where was I before I wrote that opening number? With a little help from Jimmy Cliff. Tonight, there's a saying in this business: if you can come on stage not knowing what the fuck you're going to do or say, and still get their attention, then you have made it. And tonight, I've got halfway there. It starts with a single step, I promise you. So, broadly, my songs subdivide into four categories: bird songs, cheap parodies, the songs of 2006, and miscellaneous shite. You may have any of these categories you wish until they become ad nauseam. Shall we start with a cheap parody?
Yes.
Good, fine, because that's what I was going to do. Anyway, it's all taped the top of the guitar. How nice is to be back in Insert Name of Gig here. You know, Insert Name of Gig here has always been a very special place for me, look sincere. Because it was an Insert Name of Gig here, I first insert something suitable. Every time I insert something suitable, I think of Insert Name of Gig here and radiate warmth. Here. Oh, when I'm on the dole and I've got nothing better to do, I save some money by toddling into the zoo. I like the animals, they give me urges. But every time I toddle in, guess where the tunnel emerges? This is your line. Under the aardvark, out of the rain.
Under the aardvark,
I've gone and done it again.
Under the aardvark,
there's a song to be sung.
Under the aardvark,
when you're covered in dung.
Under the aardvark, aardvark.
In the dark you hear the happy sound of the carousel. In the aardvark's cage, all you're conscious of is the smell. On a blanket with my babe, I prefer not to sit. Your bit. Every Saturday night, it's not a pretty sight. I prefer a sheep. Well, it helps you to sleep. What a pity they don't have tremolo arms on acoustic guitars, because that really, that last chord is really crying out for it. But no, it doesn't get it. So I pass on rapidly. Cheap parodies, that was one. Miscellaneous shite, the songs of 2006. Or bird songs like this. I said to my wife, does a lemon have legs? She said, of course not, don't be so moronic. I said, in that case, I've just squeezed the canary into your gin and tonic. I have 17 different bird songs. Each one more shite than the one before. Mathematicians among you will have worked out that that is only possible in one of the 17 factorial possible orders that you can arrange them in. But fortunately, I have done precisely that. There are... My girlfriend gave me a parcel only the other week. In it, I observed a rather small bird with an extremely large beak. On the beak was a pint of draught Guinness, and his eye had a roving gleam. And I said, this is pleasant. Oh, what a nice present, a token of your esteem. Two down, 15 to go. This is my prize-winning song. This represents my entry for the Great British Sausage Song Competition of 1993. You may remember that. You may not remember that. But there went forth a call to all the songwriters in the land, saying, write us a song in praise of the Great British Sausage, that we may use it in an advertising campaign, and there shall be a prize unto you. And that prize shall be even
and year's supply of the great British sausage. And I didn't ask what the second prize was, because that would have been too crap a gag even for me. So I entered. But I entered with vigour. I'm trying to make a knob gag out of that, but it doesn't work. I entered the competition. And were it not for the 374 songs the judges preferred to this, this would have been the theme song of the British Sausage Campaign of 1993. Praising the great British sausage. You've got the plot, because if you don't get the plot, the whole thing is a bit of a waste of fucking time. So they're usually hot, but they're just as nice when cold. You can have an awful lot, even though you're getting old. They're never the wrong size, and they always satisfies. Sausages are better than sex. You can top them off with mustard, and it doesn't even hurt. You can smother them with custard, and they won't call you perverted. They never make a fuss if you want them on the bus. Sausages are better than sex. With a sausage on your side, you will always be a winner. And you only pay for one when you take them out to dinner. With a sausage you can share all your love and all your laughter. If you don't feel like it now, stick it in the fridge for after. In the middle of the night, if you want it, it's alright. Sausages are better than sex. They're only made of meat, it's not hard to understand them. And they've got a natural skin, so there's no need to use a condom. They're good for the old fogies, and they're good for the young babers. You'll never be unfaithful, cause they come in different flavours. And even if they burst, you needn't fear the worst. Sausages are better than homo, more than hetero. Sausages are better than sex. I tell you, there's a man who moves dust down the roads that he must, and his headgear is that of a dustman. And the trousers he wears come in gore-blimey pairs, and his rental is paid to the council. Okay, go on. It goes on a little bit. I'm here.
Yeah.
That's the fifth category. I did shows of that, did variations on that particular theme. I go, and Dustman was there of all company, and of his trousers men said, gore blimey, for they were thin and threadbare where he sat down, and on his head he wear a Dustman's hat. Full shodder were his feet in hobnail booters, which were a clear of him a clip of daisy rooters. So passeth that in Dustman for humour. He dwelleth in a council flat, nay more, for local housing stock now's not invented. To hear his tale the company consented, and though G. Chaucer later cut it out, revive we hear the Dustman's tale, no doubt. With Tiger's tail, not to be confused, which is he found 4 foot from Tiger's head. You have to know the song quite well to get that one. And so forth. Well, this could be almost anything. I'm choosing.
Ooh. What's the best song that ever got the best reaction from the crowd?
This is the song I like most.
Okay.
Which is probably a better thing. This is something I wrote 5 or 6 years ago. I don't know if anybody remembers a guitar player called Isaac Guillory. He was around the folk circuit when there was a folk circuit. He was actually very good. Just one of those sort of things that when you're opening the paper in the days when I bought them, and suddenly in the obituary column you find someone you know dead, you didn't even know they were ill, and that happened to me and Isaac Guillory. It happened to Isaac Guillory principally. He was the one that was... it was me reading the papers, and him who wasn't. So that's... That pretty much gave birth to this song. It is a song about death, and it seemed to be a suitably downbeat one to drive you away with. and so that's about it, really. I've done the laughs. This is all. Pfizer. Nice chap, died of cancer. I gigged with him many times. I never thought I could play guitar as well as that man, but now I can. He's dead, I'm not. Sorry he is, but I ain't gonna swap. And you can sing this to me when it comes to my turn. A whistle while I burn. Les French, old friend, fits and tumours, Cambridge Folk Fest. We sang till dawn. He pissed on an empty chimney from my roof, and that's the truth. He's dead, I'm not. He wouldn't think this song was over the top, cause he didn't want to go, but he didn't want grief, which I find a relief. Loved a woman to distraction, went to pieces when she died. Took me a long, long time to get my head straight. This one's for Kate. She's dead, I'm not. It's the only relationship that we've got, but if I've gone first, she'd have said it to me, and that's how it should be. Jason, Jeffrey, Mimi, Joanne, Lillian, Reggie, Nona said, I've drunk sherry at the funeral for so many more, but one thing is for sure, they're dead, I'm not. In the tontine of life, life itself is the plot, but the friends that I have still live in my mind, and that's the bottom line. The friends that I have still live in my mind, and that's the bottom line.
And that was Totally Acoustic. A bit of a short one this month, as we lost half of my set due to my four-track playing up. And we didn't take Rebecca Delgado because she taped quite a few gigs that week and wanted to do one without it, which is a shame because she was fantastic. But there we go. The next one is on Thursday the 12th of April, when we've got Chris TT and Benjamin Shaw. All the details of that are on www.totallyacoustic.com. And in the meantime, I'm very excited to tell you that next week we start broadcasting the first Totally Acoustic serial, which will, of course, be...
Moonpause, the greatest hero that's ever known. Moonpause,
yeah, so come back in a week's time for episode 1 and 2 of Moonpause. But in the meantime, thanks very much for listening, thanks for you came, and we'll see you soon.